Well, first off, they have to stay healthy. And if they do stay healthy, and if Favors finds some chemistry offensively and defensively, which defensively it's not hard to find that chemistry, but if they can get him going a little bit, if Rodney Hood's shooting well from outside, if George Hill stays healthy and can keep up with Chris Paul, if Rudy Gobert can continue to dominate and can show the All-Star voters that they made the wrong choice between him and DeAndre Jordan, and if Gordon Hayward doesn't shrink, then I think that's the recipe right there. You're going to need some big performances from Joe Johnson, Joe Ingles. Even Boris Diaw is going to have to be a little bit more productive offensively, I think, and do some of the things away from the ball that he does so well, or with the ball, but not necessarily shooting that he does so well. It's really going to take those eight guys to each elevate their games. I mean, the only time the Jazz beat the Clippers this year was at home when the Jazz shot lights out, like 75% from three-point range, and they made this terrific comeback, and it was this great win for the Jazz, but like everything had to be clicking at the same time. And so that's really, you're going to have to start off by winning one of these two games in L.A., preferably tomorrow night. If you can come out of the gate and just punch the Clippers in the mouth, match their physicality, shoot well from outside, don't buckle under the pressure, and just stay with your defensive principles. And that's a lot. I've just spouted off a lot of different things the Jazz have to do to win, and that's really, I think it's an uphill battle for them. I think they're capable of winning. I really do. And I just saw a stat that over the years, the number five seed has beaten the number four seed 36 times out of 66. So more often than not, the five, it's kind of like the 12 versus the four, it seems like, the 12 versus the five, or whatever it is in the NCAAs. I need to watch more March Madness, but the five fares well against the four is the point I'm making. So the Jazz are in a good position for an upset. It's just going to take a lot of